everybody. Welcome back to another Survivor Redemption Island interview podcast. I'm Rob Cesternino, back here with Nicole Cesternino.
Hello.
Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, we're serious.
We're serious. It's very serious. So, Nicole, last night, Julie Wolf.
Yes.
She became the latest person from Zapatera to be voted or losing on Redemption. There's no good verb to be removed from Exile Island. Or Redemption Island? What is the correct verb? Maybe the listeners can help us with that one.
I don't know. I don't know what the verb is.
She was already voted out.
Right.
She lost
She's
on
just
Redemption Island.
The loser.
The Redemption Island loser?
The loser, yeah.
Oh. That doesn't sound very flattering.
It's not.
Can we come up with a nice word for the Redemption Island evictee? Well, that obviously...
Not right now.
I know you're not quick enough on your feet to come up with it right now.
Oh, that's not nice.
You're better.
I'm a ponderer.
You have a process.
Yes.
You have a process.
I have a pondering process.
Pondering process. All right, pondering Nicole. So you ready? You want to get to? Oh, yeah. I'm being told we actually have Julie on the line right now.
Uh
huh. All right, let's go ahead and let's patch in Julie.
Let's do this.
All right, Julie, are you there?
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Julie. Yeah, you're on with Rob and Nicole. How are you doing?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, I'm good. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Julie, I got a problem this morning. I can't find where any of my pants are this morning. Were you in here at all?
Check the laundry bag. Maybe I haven't done laundry in a few days.
Is there a rock on top of it?
Now he's walking around in his pink underwear. It's a little frightening.
Oh, disgusting. I don't want to.
How dare you, Julie?
Don't bring back those visual memories, please.
So, Julie, how surprised were you that Philip found those shorts? Are you the worst shorts hider ever?
I was shocked that Philip found those shorts. I'm wondering, you know, how exactly did he find those shorts? He told me that he had a vision from his great-grandfather. He must be the luckiest, like you said, he's blessed. He's got to be the luckiest guy in the world. Or I am the worst short hider in the world. How do you find those shorts? I don't know.
How far away did you hide them?
I hid them, you know what, I didn't hide them very far. I hid them right by where our drinking water is, which is right outside the campground right there. So I didn't go for a long hike, which I should have. Well, yeah. You know what, now looking back, Rob, I'm glad he found those shorts. So maybe he wore them, so maybe he won't be in those disgusting pink underwear as often. Good, I'm glad he found the shorts.
Yeah, I think all the viewers are really happy that he found his shorts.
Well, you know what? He just wears those pink briefs for attention because he went to tribal. I could not believe he went to tribal in those pink underwear. He could have put his jeans on. He had jeans right there that he could have put on. So hiding those shirts probably wasn't such a great idea.
And what happened to his shirt that day?
Yeah, did you hide his shirt too?
What happened to his shirt?
No, he had jeans and a shirt that he could have worn and hide his shirt.
Ooh.
So he's a nudist.
An exhibitionist.
An exhibitionist.
That's what we like to be called.
Yes, that's
what we That's just these, those
right,
two panties are enough.
All right, Julie, we had some fun. Now I have to start asking you some tough questions.
Yeah, down to the business.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I saw where your friend Russell Hance said way back when he was eliminated from the game, that you made a $1 million mistake by not going with him way back when.
Cool.
Is that true? And do you regret that mistake? If it was a mistake.
I don't regret that. First of all, I don't think it was a mistake. It's easy for him to say, you know, if she didn't get rid of me, she would have made them. She would have won $1 million. That's easy to say, but you know what? Whether it was me or somebody else, Russell is a huge target. Nobody likes Russell. I liked Russell. I was always a fan of the way he played the game, but nobody liked him. It was tough to live with Russell at camp because he was so lazy. And if it wasn't me, it was going to be somebody else. So I don't believe that. Yeah. I don't believe that he could have made it to the end. I really, really don't. Getting rid of him, throwing the challenge was a mistake. I have to say that was a mistake because the reward was huge. A tarp and blankets would have changed our whole outlook of the game because the nights were just miserable. But getting rid of it, we all decided at the beginning, this isn't Russell's game. It's not Rob's game. We're getting rid of this guy first, as soon as possible. So I have no regrets of getting rid of that guy.
Well, how about this, Julie? Now, we talked to the people who get kicked off the show, so we've pretty much talked to everybody in your tribe at this point. Almost. And so it seems like this idea to throw the challenge is just like the turd that nobody wants to take credit for.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to throw the challenge?
I really don't know who's like.
Oh, yes, come on.
No, because it was decided that we were going to throw the challenge. We were going to show up to the challenge and decide whether we were going to throw it that day. You know, if it was a good reward, if it was going to be a tarp, we were not going to throw the challenge. That's what we all decided. If it's going to be, because the nights were miserable. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody, we had a hand signal. If it's one, we're going to throw a challenge. If it's two, we're not going to throw a challenge. Well, all of a sudden, all these ones came up. I'm like, what the heck? I thought we decided we weren't going to throw it if it was a tarp. Well, mm-hmm. I want to say that I'm going to guess that it was Steve and Mike. They were just so tired of Russell, and it would have been worth it just playing the rest of the game wet to get rid of him. And I'm going to guess that it was those two guys.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll probably find out soon.
Yeah. Well, at this pace, we should find out about a week from now.
Yeah.
That's probably a safe guess.
All right, Julie. So we found out last night that the Ometepe tribe, they aren't really crazy about Andrea.
Right.
One, because she's sympathetic to Matt, mm-hmm. but then because she was friendly with you guys, but we didn't really
see much
of that. Can you tell us a little bit about what Andrea's relationship was with the Zapateras at the what do you call that merge camp tribe? Muri?
Merlonio. I was actually shocked to see that as well because Andrea didn't really have a relationship with the Zapatera. What really happened was, and I hate to say anything good about Philip because I'm not a big Philip fan, but Philip was a worker. I have to give him credit. He was a worker. And Andrea worked a little bit. But the rest of the tribe, the rest of the old Ometepe, did not lift a finger to do anything. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So I'm thinking that because Andrea went and collected wood once in a while, and we were always collecting wood, and we were always fishing. I think because she would get up and clean a pot or, you know, collect wood, make a fire, I think they thought that, oh, she's making friends with Zapatera. But no, I've never really been a big Andrea fan. It's really frustrating now watching the show. I'm thinking, God, I wish I would have known that. Because I just figured those three girls were solid. They were all best friends. And now I see that, no, they really weren't best friends. Yeah, darn it. And I tried to form a female alliance with the girls, and they all three of them were, like, not having anything to do with it. So I didn't see it. She was not a friend of Zapatera. I was surprised to see that last night.
Yeah. Now, out of the remaining Zapatera, why was it you that was voted out? We didn't really get a good idea as to why.
Yeah, well, we know it wasn't going to be Steve, because Steve seems pretty useless.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it was going to be Ralph.
I thought it was going to be Ralph, too.
It's so funny, because I could not wait to watch the show to find out why they got rid of me. Because all of the Zapatera, we all knew that I was going to be the last. You know, I'm a 50-year-old female, I'm no challenge. I'm not a threat to anybody. They all really like me, and Steve wanted to go, so I can see where Rob would not let him go. But Ralph was still a threat, and Steve and I both thought it was going to be Ralph. We all thought it was going to be Ralph, and we all thought that I was going to be the last to go. So I was really shocked, and I couldn't wait to watch the show to find out why. And there was nothing. So I'm just going to guess that I do know for a fact that Rob found out that I was trying to form an alliance with the girls, mm-hmm. and I was like not going to give up. As much as I wanted to go eat and brush my teeth, there was no way that I was quitting. And I think he saw that as being strong, but that's just my guess. But yeah, I was as shocked. I was as shocked as everybody was to get voted off.
Can you just confirm something that I had this conversation with my mom over the weekend? And I talked to my mom about Survivor, and she said, "Oh, they voted out Julie because she was stupid that she said she hid the shorts, and then they all voted her out." And I said, "No, no, no, Mom. People don't change their vote at Tribal Council. That Boston Rob has to tell them what to do. They can't all just in unison decide to vote out Julie." Right. Can you prove me right to my mom?
Okay, first of all, Rob, mothers are always right, okay? I'm just going to say that right now. They're always right.
So they changed the vote?
This time, she's not wrong, but you are right. No.
Yes, thank you.
Because I went to the fire station. I went to my fire station, you know, and the guys are like, "Why did you tell them that? Why did you? That's the first rule in the fire department, never admit it unless they have pictures, you know. Don't ever." So that's why they voted you off. But no, they already know before they go into tribal who they're voting for. Mom.
Wait, so, there's
Mom,
a lot of short
stealing. Right. You're not wrong, Mom, but yeah, Rob is right.
So there's a lot of short stealing in the firehouse?
I'm sorry?
There's a lot of short stealing in the firehouse?
You said never admit it unless they have pictures. What are you admitting?
In the fire station, there's a lot of what we call turds. They're just practical jokes that we play on each other. And you don't ever admit that you did it, you know, unless somebody took a picture of it. You're not guilty. So, yeah, that's a big rule of the fire station. Don't admit that you did it, don't we?
That's funny.
So, Julie, throughout this game, I really couldn't get a handle on who your ally was. Was there anybody on that Zapatera that you were especially tight with?
There were four of us that were tight. Steve, Mike, and Ralph and I were all super tight. We're super tight. And, you know, they showed us solid six, but we were a very solid four. But as much and Steve and Mike, you know, we live fairly close together, and down the road we're all going to be good friends. But looking at Mike as not just as a player, but as a human being, and his life experience, and what he, you know, had gone overseas to defend our country, I have so much respect for that man as a human being. So I would be proud to form a strong, strong alliance with Mike, and hopefully we'll be good friends for the rest of our life. So,
well,
Steve, Mike, and I are very tight.
Well, Julie, I was reading in your bio that you're recently divorced. Does this sound like this could be the beginning of a showmance?
Mike has a girlfriend. He's way too young for me. But Steve is awful cute. I have to say that Steve is awful cute, and he's single, and we'll see. I'm focusing on my girls. I'm just got to take one step at a time and get through these challenges in life.
Well, between you and me, I think that Nicole would have preferred it if you would have hid Mike's shorts at some
definitely.
Point.
Oh, definitely. I'm upset at you that you didn't. No.
That man. And you know what? He is so handsome, and he's got an incredible physique. And what makes
him all right. We get it. We get the picture, Julie.
He's pretty much cute. Yeah.
What makes him even cuter is he's so humble about it all. He really is just a stand-up guy.
Yeah, sounds great. Julie, so last night we had, which I thought this was sort of a weird question that Jeff asked you, Julie, why are you here? And so we got to find out about your home being in foreclosure. Do you have an update and hopefully a good one in that situation?
Yeah, I came back from Survivor with an auction date tagged on my front door, which, you know, I wasn't here for that, and it was very upsetting to my girls. But Mike, the Marine, he is in the real estate business, and he gave me a lot of advice while we're there. He goes, as soon as you get back home, you file for bankruptcy. File for bankruptcy because the banks aren't there. The banks are not working with you, and now they're going to have to work with you. So I came home, I filed for bankruptcy, and the financial stress is still there, but I have my house. I'm repaying, you know, my back payments that I owe, and it's good. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Julie, maybe if there was somebody in the government that you could talk to, perhaps a federal, anybody in a federal agent, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe they can help you.
If I only knew a real federal agent, yeah, that would be a good person to talk to.
Yeah, if only his great grandfather could come and talk to you as well, give you some advice.
Gosh.
Julie, I know you gotta go.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the laughs. You're great.
That
you're a great sport. Looking forward to seeing you on the finale.
Yes.
I can't wait. And I'll put a good word in for you, Natalie, to Mike.
Yeah. Natalie. Yeah. And we'll put in a good word for you with this fan favorite money. But
yes.
I gotta tell you, I think Boston Rob might have it locked up.
Yeah.
We'll see. Whatever.
Whatever. All right. Don't get your hopes up, but we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Okay.
Oh, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, Julie. Take
Bye,
care.
Julie.
Bye.
All right. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Nicole. There you have it.
Don't you mean Natalie?
There you go. All right, Natalie. There you have it.
Yep.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. Yeah. I wish we would have seen more of that on the show.
Yeah, Julie's pretty fun.
Yeah. And if only she stole Mike's shorts, things would be so much better.
I thought you wanted her to steal Grant's shorts.
I'm over Grant, on to Mike.
You're very fickle.
That's how I roll.
You're very fickle. And what happened to Matt Elrod?
I'm over him.
Wow. You've gone through the whole cast.
Yes. Well, not the whole cast.
Yeah. I think when we get to Boston Rob, I think that's where things, see, now when it's somebody that I actually know.
That's when we get the divorce
that's
papers.
Where it's, well, I don't, that seems a little extreme, but
that's good
I saw
know.
That on Julie's bio that her ex-husband, she's paying alimony to him.
And she has the kids?
Yeah.
Sounds like she has a bad lawyer. She needs David Murphy.
I don't know. That could be a good deal. Divorce, alimony.
Don't start thinking of that.
That's how it works in California.
Mm-hmm. Does she live in California?
I think so. Riverside.
Oh, okay.
Or Oceanside.
Oceanside, Riverside, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's our interview with Julie. We're going to be back later on tonight mm-hmm. with a Survivor podcast.
Yes.
We don't have anybody booked.
Because they canceled.
Who canceled?
Our guest.
Wink, wink. No, I don't care. We don't have a guest. Tonight is the NFL draft.
Uh-huh.
So that's dab smack in when
and sorry,
we record
guys,
the show.
In Rob Land, NFL comes before everything.
So
I've accepted it.
So we're probably going to start recording this like 9:30. So that basically takes the East Coast out of the equation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had some people that emailing with and everybody always says they want to do it. But then when it comes down to nailing down the time, that's where it gets a little dicey. So there, if any of these people get back to me over the weekend, we may do a podcast with a Survivor over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I think we're well equipped to cover it all tonight.
Are we?
I think so.
All right. We'll find out.
Yeah. And so we'll take care of that. So Survivor podcast coming up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back potentially over the weekend with some more stuff.
Yep, lots of fun.
Lots of stuff. Lots of shows in the archives, too. If you missed it over the weekend, I did a talk to Johnny Fairplay this past weekend about Dr. Phil being on Dr. Phil and his wife being on Tough Enough.
I think Dr. Phil was too hard on Johnny Fairplay.
He was a little hard on Johnny Fairplay. And so until later.
Until later.
All right.
Got nothing for you.
Take care, everybody. Bye.